Yeah, it would seem to
me. Where would you and I be if he hadn't died?
Where would you and I be? Well, I would say this. If he hadn't died, the world would have been so perfect we might have confused it with heaven. But the whole point is, as John says, for this cause came I into the world to bear witness unto the truth. If you're drawing, in other words, if you contend that the reason Christ died is because there had to be, in other words, God had to placate his own anger, or he was playing tricks on the devil by providing Jesus as a ransom and then trick the devil by raising him from the dead, I'm afraid we'll have to disagree on that too, because I think that's a terrible theory of the atonement. I think the reason Jesus died was to bear witness. For this cause came I into the world to bear witness unto the truth.
Nomination, I'm from another, so that's neither here nor there. What we still go back to is the fact that God gave the law, and now we're turning around and using it.
Well, yes, but God gave the law of slavery, too.
Now, you know, that's not important.
Well, God gave the law of circumcision. Do you think that the people that aren't circumcised are bad?
Calling from a long ways away, so I can't afford any more of this, but I just wanted to see how you defend here.
Well, I hope I'll try it.
We'll see you later.
Well, thank you very much, Dick. Our next caller is coming up in just a moment, but first let me say a couple of words about one of our sponsors. There's a sponsor that presents a very exciting product, a very comfortable fan. Now, you touch this pad to you, and instantly waves of soothing massage combined with heat begin to flow through your body. The effect? Well, 10 years of medical research confirmed that this patented cycloid massage helps to bring temporary relief.
Now is the time for a good man to come to the end of it.
That's why so many people are finding better sleep.
Anything about me, you confront her, Father.
That's all right, he's being recorded.
This is a lady brought about the death of the bad boy and it strikes home close to me. So I have a question. First of all, before I have my question, why do we always put so much responsibility on the fetus or whatever you want to call it? Why not put the responsibility on the consenting adult, because there are lots of ways to prevent abortion? Okay, now here's a question. You were saying that no one has the answers to when the soul begins, and I assume you included in that.
I say no one has the answers to what?
To when the soul begins?
No, I think that there are many different answers.
Yeah, there are many different theories.
This is a...
But the idea that a human being is created at the instant of conception is one which is very firmly denied by St. Thomas Aquinas, by St. Augustine, by St. Anselm, by St. Albertus Magnus, by St. Francis McGuire, not to mention the sharp distinction.
Very much the people, which is what some people do, and some people, that people do not agree on this.
Oh, yes, that's obvious, but I think the people that think that it's a human being at the instant of conception are...
Go back in 1874. King Kalakaua's visit.
Letter from his girlfriend. Oh, has he been doing a lot of writing lately?
Oh, yeah. Everybody's been texting him for autographs. That's a lot of time, Mark. Last night, for instance, it was 2 o'clock in the morning before we got to bed.
Wait a minute. You and the dog sleep together?
He don't mind us. Of course, it is a little tough sleeping with somebody that scratches you and rolls around all night.
Well, can't you do anything to stop it?
I'm trying. I promised Pierre I'd cut it out.
Look, Finnegan, are you sure that you ain't getting a rabies?
What do you mean, Art?
Well, this ain't healthy. I think you're seeing too much of that dog.
Dog, don't worry. I'm in perfect health. Here, feel me now.
That's what I mean. You better call in a veterinarian. He's starting to pick up the dog's habits.
Understand, Sears is one of the great...
God because of material blessing?
There was no labeling per se, so that makes me feel good.
Well, Rick, before we continue with more information on your teaching and other activities, let's stop and listen to something by Iri Gourmet y Trio de los Panchos, Sabor a Mí.
Right on.
Custom water bed, it'll be at our everyday low for
un abrazar water.
They choose to have sex and so forth, and they either contraceptive either didn't work, or they maybe were sleepy, or maybe they were intoxicated, or any one of many different reasons. At any rate, the fact of the matter is that the female is now impregnated and they do not want to have a child. Should that child be used as a whip to beat them?
Should that child be used since we don't know when his soul begins? To possibly take his life?
No, I mean the child after it's born, long after it is a blastula, an embryo, a zygote, or a fetus.
Do you know what a 12-week-old fetus looks like?
Mm-hmm, I do.
Do you? What does it look like?
You can't distinguish it from several other types of fetuses of animals.
Is that the truth?
That's the truth. I've tested it.
Yeah, well, listen, I don't want to argue that anymore anyway.
Yeah, okay.
The main thing is that I just wish that people would be more responsible because...
Well, I do too, you see, but I do believe...
And the thing is, a diagnosis of depressive reaction really doesn't seem like much of a reason to take what just might be a living soul, does it, to me?
Let me try to answer that, Diane, then we'll go on. This is the argument that the psychiatrist, before the Supreme Court decision, the psychiatrist in many states were saying it's a threat to her life because she might commit suicide, and some people were very dubious of that. Many people in the medical profession felt it was, you know, questionable and so forth, but there was such a case in Marin County, as I recall, a number of years ago, where the woman was... denied an opportunity to have an abortion because it was against the state law in those days. And so she was depressed, and she drove her automobile off a cliff.
And what caused her to do that?
Because she was pregnant and didn't want to be.
And why would she?
Under your theory, Diane.
To responsibility. We all have to be responsible for our actions.
But Diane... Why do you want to use parenthood as a club to punish her negligence?
Why do you want to use, you know, someone that can't speak for itself?
For itself?
Right.
I'm very interested to use that.
Or himself. But you see,
her or him?
If you believe...
Ah.
the point of birth. Isn't that what you said?
I think yes. It's the point of birth.
It would mean surgical birth as well, because, you know, there are some babies that are not 9 months old, babies or fetus or whatever you want to call it at 9 months. They are delivered many months before that.
Then they become babies. As soon as they're delivered, Diane, they become babies.
All right. If a baby is delivered surgically, what is the difference between that surgical procedure and the one that can take its life?
Well, there's a vast difference. Before it is born, it is not a baby.
Its life can be taken surgically or given surgically.
Well, for that matter, it is not a human being, you see, because you could say the life of a sperm. A sperm is human, and it's alive, and it's more mobile, as a matter of fact, than an embryo. Do you know that?
Well, I really, you know, we can go around and around, because I don't see it your way, and you don't see it mine.
Well, that's apparent. Now, my only suggestion is this, that I have not proposed, and no one that I know of has proposed, a law which would force anyone to have an abortion against her will. But what you want to do is you want to impose your will on
a lot of people who don't
share your views about these microscopic citizens.
No, I don't want to force my will.
Yes, you do. You oppose a change in the... this is a voluntary abortion law that we have in the country now. It's a voluntary. Nobody has to have an abortion. But you, because you're convinced that it is a human being, what, at the instant of conception?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I'm too late to be set in my way.
I think that's wonderful, Diane. Now, if you don't know, then I suggest what you do is live and let live, and let those people that want to have a medical operation called abortion, that is a planned abortion rather than a spontaneous abortion, which is better known as a miscarriage, let them, in other words...
There's a great deal of difference between a spontaneous and a surgical abortion.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yes.
Do you think there's a death occurs in the case of a spontaneous abortion?
The death of an infant spontaneously is not caused by someone interfering.
That's true, I agree. But is there a death there? Would you suggest that all women that have miscarriages not only have to fill out death certificates, but also that should be required by law to engage, either cremation or burial? And would you suggest that we have ecclesiastical funeral services for all abortions? I mean, for all miscarriages?
Well, I want to ask God something. If I answer this real quick, can I ask one more question about something different? Because I really didn't want to get onto that.
Okay, well, Diane, go ahead. This is Art.
Oh, okay. Thank
sure.
Now, the question was, would I advocate burial and all this and the rest thing? Just being in the
separation.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it wouldn't. But I guess it wouldn't affect it.
Isn't burying the dead one of the 272 rights of nursing?
Aren't
they supposed to bury the dead? I mean,
they're buried,
just,
aren't they?
What?
Aren't they buried in some way?
Spontaneous abortions? You mean miscarriages?
I know of no
denomination that has... Well, I know of no denomination that has yet embarked on a regular fixed liturgy for all miscarriages.
Well, that's not...
I just came up at Sacramento, and a very eminent theologian from a seminary in Southern California was asked about this, and he said, well, you have an obligation to baptize it, but only if you can find it.
Well, you know, I really don't go by what clergymen say.
You don't?
Because, you know, they're just like doctors. There's not two of them that agree.
Diane? Maybe that's because they like to
think. Diane, here is a non-clergyman. It's Art. Now, did you have a question for me?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, this is for you.
Yes.
And Rebels and Sully, if you want the answer, too. Okay, Art,
yes.
I want to know if you would object to the killing of a murderer in the act of murdering his victim to save that victim. Would you consider that morally wrong?
Me?
Yeah.
Good heavens, no.
You Reverend Consulting?
No, because that would not be capital punishment.
All right, this is my last question. Is it more wrong or more morally cruel to kill that murderer before or after his victim is dead?
Well, Diane, you're asking the wrong person if you ask me, because I've said ever since I've been on KGO that I do not in any way oppose capital punishment.
Yeah, that's, art is known as bloody art, but he's a very nice man. I'm very fond of him. He just has some weird viewpoints and so forth. He's in favor of the death penalty. But if
he is, and I don't know what I think for sure, but that's a question that popped into my head. Now, would you answer that, please?
Well, in other words, can you repeat it? I didn't quite get it.
Right. If an officer or someone else kills a murderer while he's in the process of murdering his victim to save that victim's life,
of course,
do you think that's morally wrong?
No, I don't.
Now,
not for
is it more wrong or more morally cruel to kill him after his victim is dead?
Yes, I think that if the person has already killed somebody and has surrendered, if he's trying to get away and you order him to stop and he doesn't, and you shoot and you kill him, that to me is not capital punishment.
So the point in time when it becomes capital punishment or morally wrong is after his victim is dead?
No, the capital punishment, I think, could be reasonably defined as this. The deliberate and planned killing of a helpless offender.
That isn't really happening at the time?
No, if he's running away, if he's getting away from apprehension, he's ordered to stop. It's like somebody going over the wall at San Quentin. If the guard orders him to stop, and he won't stop, and the guard shoots, I can't say that that's capital punishment, and nor can I say that the guard is a murderer.
All right, I just wanted your opinion. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Diane.
Thank you, Diane. We wound up 50% in agreement. She and I wound up 50% in agreement, as you and I have wound up 50% in agreement on this issue. Let's take a brief pause. Here's a community reminder from KGO. Young people and children ages 8 to 18 are eligible for second duration, but tonight, these are matters of such, let's say, pressing moral urgency that people are talking for longer periods, in which result we have a backlog on the lines. Line number 3 in San Francisco. Your first name is?
Good evening, Art. My name is Eve.
Hello, Eve.
And I've been trying to get on ever since you was discussing the capital punishment and Charlie Manson and that.
Sure.
And I'd like to take a little issue with your guest, if I may.
Don't hesitate. Listen, if he and Ivan argued for the first hour, why shouldn't everybody else?
Well, I have to say one thing, Art. I do agree with you on capital punishment.
Yeah, that's better than a smart rap in the mouth, I guess.
But I remember, and I'm sure you remember, the case that happened down in Santa Cruz. That boy that had killed his mother and a bunch of girls and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed to me that at one time when he was younger, that he had showed violent traits through treatment of animals and this type of thing, and that he had been in a hospital for the mentally disturbed. And I believe, if I remember correctly, they said something about he did show violent tendencies. However, later they said that he was cured and they released him. And after that was when he killed his mother and her friends and those girls down in Santa Cruz. And I'd like to have your guest comment on that in relation to when he was talking about the number of releases from mental hospitals.
Well, if there was a record where, he showed I'm not familiar with the case because I've been away from California for almost a year now, but if he showed inclinations to be cruel to animals and then later murdered several people, I do not think that one follows the other, because I think there are a lot of people who might be cruel to animals but who do not murder.
Well, he was cruel to these animals in the way of hideous tortures and murdering them in hideous ways.
Mm-hmm.
And he had, they said that he showed violent traces, that he had the violence in him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
well,
they studied him and they released him, and I believe he was under psychiatric care. But I don't know, maybe you're a little bit more familiar with this than I am.
Well, I'm not familiar with the gory details of the case, but it was a situation in which a young man had committed murders, and he was released into the society once again, and he committed more.
Yeah, well, it was murders of human beings.
Yes.
This is a terrible tragedy that he would have been released without a long serving, a long time, and and considerable treatment.
Well, the point that Eve is making, and I think it's a very good point, a very valid point, is that if psychiatrists can decide in their somewhat shaky judgment that the man was sufficient to be released into society once again, that maybe he wasn't, that maybe the psychiatrists were wrong, and this is a situation in which he was released and he killed again. And
this is, I will say this, I don't know the circumstance of the case. I do know, however, that the number of first-degree murderers who have repeated their crime is very, very small, infinitesimal.
Good point, Eve. Thank you. Next caller is on line 7, the East Bay. Your first name is?
Line 7.
What's your first name, sir?
Talking to me?
Yes, sir. Your first name is?
Challen.
Who?
Challen.
Challen.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead, please. Yes?
Slide Gallon with a CH in front of it.
Fine, okay.
And I've got a question for the doctor.
Okay, go ahead.
And his opinion on abortion.
Go ahead, sir.
Well, does he believe in it or not?
Yes, I believe in it.
Thank you, sir. Our next caller is on line number 8 in the East Bay. Hello.
Yeah, what I'd like to ask the guest is the soul still alive after you die?
What's your first name, sir?
Fred.
What is it?
Fred.
Fred, okay. Is the soul still alive after a person dies? Reverend Consulting?
My belief is in the resurrection of the body. This does not mean the physical body. I believe that when you die, you're completely dead, body, soul, and so forth. I believe you are raised up, that is, resurrected, and therefore the soul, you see, I do not believe in the Greek doctrine of immortality, that is, that a certain indestructible part of us. I think when we die, we are completely dead, but through the mercy of God, we are instantly raised up.
Do you bury the baby, the soul of the mother, or whom?
I'm sorry?
Who builds the baby, the new baby?
Who builds it?
Who builds it? The soul of the mother?
Who builds the baby?
Yeah. The soul of the mother?
Well, I don't, the building of the baby, I don't think it becomes a baby until it's born.
I know, but somebody is building the baby.
Oh, in other words, yes, it's the mother that feeds the fetus or the embryo.
Who does the actual building of the baby?
Well, the feeding of the embryo is done by the mother or the fetus.
Well, I know, the feeding, I can answer that, but I don't want to know that. I want to know who builds the arm, the leg, the eye, the soul, everything.
The mother does.
No, you're wrong, sir.
I see. Well, why did you ask that you wanted to know if I'm wrong?
Well, I just wanted to know what you knew.
I see.
I'm a psychic, and I know, and I can talk to a dead soul, and the dead soul is alive.
I see, all right.
Well, let me ask you, Fred, who does build the baby?
The baby's own soul at the time of its temper, the body, and just like a car on an assembly line. Somebody is building it, and the soul of the baby is building the body just like it builds it as in life.
Thank you for your opinion, Fred. Our next caller is on line number 1 in San Francisco. Your first name is?
Tony.
Yes, Tony. Go ahead, please.
I enjoy your program. It's the first time I called you, and I think you wanted to.
Well, thank you, sir.
The second thing I believe what you believe on capital punishment.
Okay.
And I should never say that to San Catholic. Well, I got a question for you guests first.
All right.
How come they will save so much of the souls of the people again, you know, the capital, but you don't believe on capital punishment, and you believe in abortion?
Yes, I am opposed to the death penalty.
Right.
I believe in abortion, yes.
Why? You killed just a seven, eh?
No.
Oh, yeah?
No, there's a vast difference between a human being and an embryo. There is. If you can't see the difference between a microscopic embryo and a human being, sir, I'd feel sorry.
Because one is the being, one is a form, one is a woman, after the woman's pregnant, and the third month, the baby's already formed.
Yeah, but most abortions don't take place. They take place before the third month.
Yeah,
only in an extreme emergency.
The woman's already 7 months old. I mean, he has a big audience in him.
Well, the majority of almost all doctors prefer, and almost some many require, that when they perform an abortion, it's done in the first trimester, that is the first 3 months of the main cycle of pregnancy.
So, in the meantime, you think about the mother, right now, and they abortion. A baby 7-8 months.
That's a matter of disagreement, you say, and I think it's I very much hesitate to call all doctors murderers who have performed abortions.
I do. That's my right to say, don't get me wrong. It's your own opinion.
Right. But I think it's better to say that, rather than call people that disagree with you murderers, I think I'd just say that I regret that the fetus has been killed.
No, it's no fit. It is a baby. Just like the doctor performing an abortion 8 months old woman on a 7 months, and just like the zebra killer go down the street and shoot the guy in the middle of the street. The same difference that the baby they call a feeder, but with the excuse to be a feeder, they none of us is a murder with the law with them.
Let me ask you a question, Tony. This is Art now.
Pardon?
This is Art. Now, I respect your belief, and I disagree with it, but I respect it. Now, let me ask you if you could agree, if you would respect my belief if you disagreed with me. If, for instance, if I did not believe that a fetus was an infant, if I deplored the murder of an infant, but I did not deplore the extraction of a fetus because I did not believe a fetus or an embryo was an infant, would you then disagree with me? In other words, couldn't you say, well, in your belief, if it is not an infant, then you don't call it murder.
That's true. I can see your point, but still,
the thing is that I respect your belief.
I
absolutely respect your belief. In other words, I would not attempt to convince you to my belief.
Right.
Because I respect you as a human being and as a thinking individual.
I would also ask you to respect my belief.
Right.
If I don't believe
it, I respect your belief. I mean, I don't want you to condemn me.
I know. I appreciate that. I think that we can agree on that point right there. If, for instance, if you thought that I believed that a fetus was a child,
right,
and the disposition of that fetus meant the killing of an innocent child,
right,
then you could condemn me with every bit of moral fiber in your being, and I couldn't argue with you. But if I don't consider,
right,
from everything that I have read and every one of my ideas, that a fetus is a human being, then I think that you could probably understand my feelings.
I see.
You wouldn't agree with me, but I'm sure you would understand.
I understand definitely, but I still don't agree because my belief is, yes, I see that.
That's it, sir. In other words, we will agree to disagree on a very fundamental point, and I thank you for calling, Tony. Our next caller in just a flash, but right now, a brand new discount Alpha Beta Market has just opened in San Jose at Branham.
Joyce?
Yes, Joyce.
I'd like to answer Evan a question. I'm curious about something.
Of course, go ahead.
To narrow it down from what I've heard tonight, you seem to think that the government has put up a time limit on turning into a potential child, right?
Yes, I think that's at least indicated in the Supreme Court decision.
Okay, I was curious, why do you think then you consider welfare as part of government?
Yes.
Then why do they put you on aid for dependent children as soon as the doctor verifies that you're pregnant, whether it's 2 weeks or 8 months?
I think that's a very erroneous decision, and I think it may be due to the effect of the right to life movement. I don't know. I don't but I think
the decision made in the past 3 weeks by the welfare is the decision as Joyce says it.
Yeah, well, I think it's absurd. It's absolutely absurd. Would they allow then? Then you see the next thing is we'll allow income tax deductions for unborn children.
Well, it can't come into this decision.
Yes, we have Social Security for an unborn
child. It can't come into this decision because you see this decision was a state decision, and what you're talking about a tax deduction is not a state decision. It's a federal decision.
Yeah, well, I'll hope that, of course, federal law preempts the state, and I will hope that the courts will get rid of that one very rapidly, because I think it's just almost akin to, as I said, a Pennsylvania state legislative candidate who contended he really qualified for the age requirement because he was conceived in time. I think it's absurd.
Well, I was curious because he came to refer the government as a contradictory.
That's my belief, yes.
You have children?
Yes.
Well, when your wife was carrying the child, did she say that she took it and didn't think that it was a child?
No. I thought it was an embryo, and the proof of it, do you have children?
Yes, I do.
Do you, did you regard your child as 1 year old 3 months after a normal birth?
I didn't really think, I just...
You didn't?
Remember when the baby would kick, or I'd play the guitar and stop the kicking to see
who
was bigger.
I know, but do you date your child's life?
Usually I could do what I would, yeah.
Oh, well, why not?
What do you mean?
Oh, well, just to estimate a normal 9 month pregnancy, and just say that my child is 1 year old 3 months after a normal birth.
Yeah, but the legal we want her to do that.
Oh. Why do you suppose that's the case?
Yeah, I want to say one thing and say another. So
well, let me ask you this.
It's about the welfare decision versus the Supreme Court.
Right, right. Would you plug for a change in the law so that people will be issued, conception
certificates? I think it would, like my views on abortion, I think it would be up to the individual man and wife considered, involved in it.
Well, I think that's the way all abortion law should be, ma'am. It should be up to the woman.
I agree with, well, I think it should be up to the man and wife involved.
I disagree with that because I think a man does not have to carry the child.
Okay, you know what I'm saying.
Oh, sorry?
If it's a woman carrying a child and she has the, full responsibility, or she wants the abortion, discusses it with the man involved, if he doesn't want it, I think truthfully so should go over his, but I think it should be discussed with man and wife, and if the decision can come out between them, agreeably, that this would be the way to handle it.
Well, I would agree with that. I think it's splendid, but suppose it doesn't.
Then I think the woman should have the say-so because she has to carry the child, or the embryo, or whatever, and she has to go through the birth, and however her mental capacity could handle it, or financial or physical.
Right, I couldn't agree with you more.
But as far as the birth date goes, I think that too is up to the individual. If they feel that they're as bad as a child and it's conceived, they should have the right to date it either way.
Mm-hmm. But then I wonder, let me ask this situation, and I would ask this of Art. If either your husband, ma'am, or your wife got in an automobile accident and was rushed to the hospital, desperately needing blood transfusion, and if at the hospital there was a large picket line of Jehovah's Witnesses who oppose blood transfusions, making fun and shouting and jeering at your wife or your husband, they were carried in. That would anger you, wouldn't it?
Not at that point.
Well, should they be allowed to cause a scene at a hospital to disturb a potential patient?
I don't think they should be allowed to cause a scene at these
hospitals. Well, then how do you suppose parents of a girl that's gotten into trouble, say 16, or the husband of a wife who's had three children and the doctor said if you have another one, it,